FM to Blog Talk Radio. All right, it's great to have you here. It's a beautiful, it looks like a beautiful Saturday morning. Trying to be quiet as I move from one room to the other to not wake anybody up. It was a long evening of softball, but the Bobcat Bombers really laid it on some people last night. And I tell you, when you start looking around, these other teams here, they hit the ball too, and it kind of gives you an idea of just how good your own team is. So it's really been exciting. But let me share something exciting with you. My plan from the beginning on the political thing was to get Jesus out there and to show God's power, because I believe God's going to give the victory in this, and I believe people are going to look around and say, well, how did this happen? You know, especially when some people may say, I didn't vote for this guy. But anyway, that's another story. But last night was my second opportunity to get up in front of a room full of politicians and say, what about Jesus? And I'll tell you what, I get excited about that, because it's exciting to be able to go somewhere where people are expecting everything in the world to be said or done, or actions to do all these crazy different things, but no one's expecting anybody to say, have you considered Jesus? And made me think this morning as I was trying to put a lesson together. It made me think about Jesus and one of the things that he did. He said, or the Bible says, or tells us, reads, however you want to pronounce it, that Jesus didn't come to save the righteous. And, you know, he came into this world to save those that, you know, were down and out, and, you know, those that saw a need, and those that nobody else wanted to be friends with. Those are the people Jesus looked on the heart, and he said, you know, these people, it's these people. And I thought about that a little bit last night, because I tell you, when you're in front of a group of people, a room full of people, you can see the ones that want to crawl under the table, and you can also see the ones that almost a look of finally comes over their face. Finally, somebody stands up and says, Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Savior, my King. Jesus Christ had a death, burial, and resurrection, and Jesus Christ is coming back to get me someday. Folks, I don't know what you're looking for in this world, and it's not up to me to find what you're looking for. But if I could evenly share one thing with everybody that would be a blessing and you'd always be thankful that you got, that one thing would be, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you how he changed my life. Let me tell you how, you know, when I thought I knew everything, he showed me I didn't know anything. And when I struggled through life and came to a point where I thought, man, this is going to cost me my life if I don't straighten up, guess who was there? It was Jesus. So there's some awesome, incredible things that Jesus has done for me. And it's not the plan I had. I got to be honest with you. And I don't want to discourage you from that, because that plan has been better. There's still some things from my old plan that I still wish I could accomplish, and I still might, because the way my mind works. But I know that the reason that they haven't been accomplished is because it's not part of God's plan as of yet, or because the devil's blocking me. I tell you what, it's a pretty exciting thing to think about some things in your life that you know the devil's blocking you on, or that God is holding back. Because if I'm just floating through life like a stick of wood, you know, in the water, you know, as we see the high waters and trees and logs and whatever else floating down, if I'm like that, you know, if I'm just floating through life, who knows what could be happening? I mean, I might think everything's great. I might think everything's pitiful. It's all in my mind, right? But there's something about having a goal, having a plan, and having Jesus in your life and moving at a pace where you're starting to say, man, why is this not happening the way that it should? Not only why is it not happening for me, but I'm looking around at other people and it's happening for them. And, you know, let's just be honest. You know, I've got the same background, same education, same everything as everybody else. Why am I struggling? Why don't I have this? But I tell you what, I've learned by reading the Bible that this is a sort of a badge that Christians sometimes wear for Jesus. Now you say, well, Lunsford, what you're really saying is you're a big failure. And because you can't get what you want, you can't make as much money as you want in your business or whatever, you're a failure. And part of that is true. But my failure is such that I could see how God could just turn the knob on it and make it make millions of dollars a year. Now, I can also see how the devil has fought people who've been for Jesus throughout history. Now, I'm thankful that God keeps him off me, and I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit keeps him away, and I'm thankful for those prayers over the years we've all prayed about, hedge up around me, Lord, keep the evil from me, resist the devil and he'll flee from me. All those things are good. Everything about that is good. But I'm telling you, this thing is amazing. This thing, this relationship, this time in my life is incredible because I can see what God wants us to do. And I'm telling you right now, what Jesus wants us to do is take the gospel outside the church. I was telling them about some kids that got the Bible a few years ago when I was teaching. I took them all the Bible. And I got the task of going back and having to take the Bible away from one of them. And when I went back and I took the Bible away from the one, I happened to look on the back cover of it, and the back cover has the plan of salvation and has a place where you can write your name down. And he'd already written his name down. He accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So you see, sometimes in life, it's just little openings. And Jesus gets in there and he makes a difference. Now, where's that boy at today? I have no idea. But he was a fine boy. He was a wonderful kid. But I don't know what he's done. But I tell you what, I think that maybe he, as he got older, he may have found another Bible. He liked what he was reading as the other kids did. But another cool thing that happened out of that one classroom is two girls got saved that I know of, right? So that would have been three people that said they got saved. But these two invited me to their baptism. They're kind of distant family friends of my wife. And they were friends of mine, of course, too. So I go to the baptism, and guess what? They had taken that Bible home, and they had shared it with their two older sisters. That doesn't happen very often, does it? And the two older sisters said, wow, we need to get saved. See, that's how our Jesus Christ works. So guess what? He got saved. And because they got saved, four people got saved. One said they accepted Jesus Christ, and that's what we know out of 20 Bibles given out in an elementary school classroom. You see, we just don't know how far God's blessings go when we do the things God wants us to do. See, that's the beauty of it all. That is what makes this thing such an incredible situation. I tell you, God's been good to me, and the thing is, what's so amazing is the moment he saved me, if I'd have died in that next breath, or just shortly thereafter like the thief on the cross, Jesus told that thief, he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Isn't it amazing that everything God gives us is right up front? And where we sometimes will fail is he gives us everything, all the promises at the moment we get saved, all the guarantees of heaven the moment we get saved. But what do? We let it ride, don't we? We just kind of let it muddle along, you see. But at the end of the day, there's something else out there. There's something else, you know. We got to get Jesus outside the church house. And I tell you what, man, it's been great the last couple weeks. Now, I was talking earlier about Jesus came to save the sinners, of which I'm chief, I think Paul says there in one place. But Jesus came into the world, as we said earlier, to save those that recognized the need. And a statement was made, he didn't come to save the righteous. Well, guess what? That was kind of a play on words because There's no righteous. There's none good, no, not one, is what Romans 3:23 says, or Romans 3:10. So at the end of the day, there's all kinds of interesting things going on out here, but there ain't none of us any good. Now, where are we going to go from here? Well, we've got an opportunity to get good, or get better, or get with it, or get saved. And see, that's going to be a wonderful thing when we start doing that someday, is we're going to get saved. We're going to do something different. We're going to get into a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're going to pray about what he wants us to be doing. We're going to pray that his will is done in our life as it is in heaven. We're going to pray that God can carry us in a way that no one else can carry us, and he can carry us. God's master plan, he's got a plan that's way bigger than the problems that we're going through. You see, the plan is for you to end up in heaven. All this other stuff is the devil's distractions. See, the devil's distraction. We're not in this thing here. You're not going to change the world here, because you're not going to do half the things you're telling people you're going to do in politics, because guess what? There's 57 other people that told people they're going to go a different direction than you. You've got to come up with something that's beyond politics to be productive. To get you to heaven, it's going to be Jesus. But to do something for your community, it's going to have to be something for Jesus where you all come together. And I tell you what, I'm excited at the community. I'm not excited that there aren't 10,000 people there, because there should be. But there's always a remnant of people that care. There's always a remnant of people who are trying to do things. And I tell you what, now, it's good to see those people. It's good to see people trying and doing and reaching out there. I tell you what, I'm excited about that part of it. Now, I'm not excited about the gridlock, and I'm not excited about the terms Republican and Democrat and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, is Jesus a Republican or is Jesus a Democrat? That gets people excited, too. I'm going to have to use that before long. See, listen, we're going to be asked to do some things. Now, we better be ready to do them, hadn't we? Kind of a short lesson this morning, I guess, because I'm just excited, because I'm taking my own medicine. I mean, I told you to go out and witness for Jesus. Well, guess what? I went out, I witnessed for Jesus, and I saw some good things. I saw some opportunities for people to get saved. I saw some opportunities where people might just realize, just like those little schoolgirls did, that guess what? You can talk about Jesus outside of church. That's what they told their moms, because their moms told me. What made them get saved? What made them get so excited about Jesus? Well, they thought the only time you talked about Jesus was in church. What about that? These girls are in high school now. Isn't that crazy good? Good leaders, smart girls, wonderful families. Man, oh man, isn't that incredible? Man, I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. I hope you are too. Have a great day. God bless.